Why am I still here? I found the angel already.
You haven't yet.
What? Who? The garden! The roses are wilting. They were blooming. But why are they wilting? The butterflies are gone. The sky is pale. This can't be the garden. Wait. There's someone in the distance? My angel? Can you tell me why this childhood dream came back? Can you tell me? The garden. The roses are blooming again. Wait, don't go. I have to know who you are. This dream. Why do I still dream of the angel once again?
Dreams again, Sayaka? Stick to reality. Dreams are nothing but fairy tales. Oh, and by the way, someone by the name of Marlena called. She wants to meet you at the high school you went to. She said she wanted to see you tonight.
Marlena, why is the past coming after me?
So, how are you going to go about choosing one of the seven?
Oh, dear God. I don't really know if I want that, but at least I got a place to stay around here. Yet they're all so pretty in their own way.
And what about tonight's events?
I just thought it'd be nice to see the oldest daughter, Seiko, in the no-play kind of thing. Should be interesting.
Megumi-chan! Who is that?
Mike said earlier he was going to bring a friend from Berkeley.
Oh! Do you know his name?
I think it was Wesley. Wesley Burns? The Nami?
Well, good luck. Hey, Mike, who's this?
Wesley-sama! Aishiteru-yo! Daisuki-da-yo!
Good grief. Someone kicked me in the head. Okay, Nanami. Time to drag you out of here.
Wesley-sama! Aishiteru-yo!
What the hell was that?
Who is that actress? Truly mesmerizing.
Bravissimo!
Sugoi ne, Onee-sama. Sister was very good.
Even the little ones love her too.
So, I wonder what Mike-san thought about tonight's show. He has to choose me. I'm the oldest and most refined.
What? Sayaka just left during her older sister's performance? Where could she be off to? I wonder.
I hope one day you will think back to these moments when we held each other and laughed till we ached with joy and tears. You won't remember why, but you will remember how we were so happy.
Hey, Beatnik girl, remember me?
Marlena, I know something as good as this was going to happen. I thought after graduation, we were never going to see each other again.
I dropped out of UCLA. I so wanted to come back to San Fran again. I also got a place, too. Want me to take you there?
Yeah. Sure, why not?
So the other day...
Groovy!
I was hearing those kids talking about them
Marlena,
what is this place?
It's my new home. Like it?
This is another world. So different. So foreign.
All this negative energy is draining me.
Marlena, welcome back. I see you brought a friend with you.
I know that voice.
What's Jap like you doing around here?
My dad kicked your butts in the war. Why are you even in this country?
Why don't you just go back to Japan? Americans hate people like you.
Yeah.
Make them go away. Make them go away. I want my angel.
Hey, pick on someone. Someone else. Yeah, that's right. She's only a kid, and she may be new, but she's still just a kid. Go away, you jerks.
Let's get out of here.
Good point.
Hey, wait up!
Are you alright?
Could you be my angel?
I am an angel. My mom says I am. She says, there's my little angel, Garrett. I'll be your angel if you need me around.
Garrett!
Sayaka! Groovy seeing you again, sunshine.
I thought I was your sunshine. Who's this chick?
It's Sayaka. When we were in grade school, she called me her guardian angel.
I see. Hello, Sayaka. I'm Kitty. What brings you to the mystical world of Hyde Ashbury?
I came only to visit some old friends. Relive a few memories.
Oh, did you drop out of college or something?
I never went to college. Never had the time or the money.
We're getting somewhere. I dropped out of UCLA. Same old party scene over there. San Fran is so totally different. So, how far have you gone with Gary?
I don't understand what you mean.
You know, have you ever tried the pill? Free love, it's everywhere. Wouldn't you agree, Gary?
Kitty, Sayaka is a writer. Tell her about Timmy Leary.
Oh, Dr. Leary. A writer, are you? You have to try these drugs, Sayaka, called LSD. It would help expand your mind and stuff you write, you dig?
I only need what's in my heart to expand my feelings. And I kinda have to get back home.
Hey, Garrett. Who was that?
She's such a bore square from dirty old Chinatown.
Some girl I used to know.
Skin so smooth and silky. Such a sweet and sexy creature. Oh, I want her.
Madeline!
Wes! What's up?
You gotta hide me, Doc. You have a spare closet anywhere? Just hide me!
Wes, slow down, honey. You're getting just radically so bad on the campus. You haven't changed one bit.
There's this Japanese chick, Nanami. She's stalking me. Shoot me, please. Since when am I such a heartthrob?
Someone must have a crush on Sergeant Burns. How cute.
Cute is not the word I describe it.
cowards like Wesley Summer. Why would you want some boring old Dr. Major like her? Wait, I have an idea.
Oh my God, this is hilarious. Hey, check this out, Sergeant Byrne.
Yes, Dr. Grace?
So what? Who is this Nani?
That girl I told you about?
Gosh, she's so droll. I can't believe she sent me a death threat.
Jeez, you've got some sense of humor. You won't believe she's gonna kill you. Is she?
Promise broken? There must be some way to end this poem, right?
Mind if I take a look?
Mike, you scared me. Yeah, I guess you could take a look. They're not my best work. I dreamt of you last night. Sweet melodies flowed anon, swaying, caressing, spinning.
Wow, this is really nice.
When I woke, dreams faded, gone. Glimpse of life with you never. We are not to be. Invading always when the sun sets. Dancing, kissing, pure rapture.
That was really beautiful. So you just write love poems?
This is going to sound crazy. When I was little, I dreamed of an angel who would release me from my suffering. When I met Garrett White in elementary school, he saved me from being tormented from these girls who made fun of my race. He vowed on that day he would be my angel. I never felt so happy. I thought he was my angel, but I'm not sure if he is anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry, too. When I was reading the poem, it made me think of my ex-fiancée. I spent every moment with her up until I was drafted. Those were the days. I promised I'd return and write to her every day. I so wanted to propose to her. 3 years of fighting. She couldn't wait any longer. Still, I can't let go of the memories we once shared. That's the way how life is. Mind if I read...
Oh, Wesley Summer! Daisuke Dayo!
Great, not this again.
Nanami, we have got to talk. It took me some nerve to say this, but I don't love you, okay?
Wesley, baka!
But I just... Aw, jeez. I hate it when I break a woman's heart. Nanami, wait! We could still be friends!
As I was saying, I could just read a little bit more of your work. I just need something to keep myself company. I really love ones that reflect the beauty of the earth.
Oh, can you tell me what you think of this one?
I'll take a look at it. I'll see you later. Seiko-san wants to see me. I am as restless as a willow in a windstorm, like a feather in the wind, twirling, dancing, never ceasing. Never resting. I am impatient as serpent, waiting for winter to end. And yet, I am as restricted as a rushing river that discovers even it has boundaries.
What are you looking at, Mike?
Just reading your sister's poetry? She's really talented.
I really haven't read any of Sayaka-chan's work.
You should. It's nice stuff. Almost on the Emily Dickinson par.
Seiko-sama, you have a letter.
Again?
Hi, Oni-sama.
Let me see. I don't know what to say to get him interested in someone as refined as me. Maybe tonight should change a few things. I still wonder who wrote those fan letters. Maybe it is Mike. Maybe it isn't.
Thank you.
So, how is telling off Nanami like? Oh, do you want some coffee?
Sure, at least I was able to vent it all out.
Few seconds, and we'll be able to see what Dr. Timothy Leary is trying to pull.
I didn't think you listened to what I just said.
I'm sorry. I'm just too caught up with this lab I'm working on for a few months about this whole LSD issue. Yet, I hope you didn't traumatize her in any way.
Yeah, I guess.
What? The mice! The lab is going to be such a foul stench in the morning.
Why? What's wrong?
You heard of Mr. Leary? Well, he wanted people to expand their brains because we've used so little of it. So why not use all of it? So he invented LSD for those certain people. I've done studies to prove the side effects are not always positive. And this is very popular with flower children and students. Gosh, I'm so worried.
It's okay, Madeline. There's no need to make a big fuss over all this. It's okay. It's okay. Just hope everything turns out for the better.
I just have to see you again, somehow.
You're so wonderful, sister. I want to be like you when I grow up.
Hey, me too.
You'll be someday. Shall we scurry off home?
There she is! Excuse me, Miss Seiko! You left... You dropped... her purse. There has to be an address here. I must see her again. I must hear her voice again.
After tonight, Mike-san has to choose me. Not Sayaka. She completely wastes her time on unfulfilled dreams while she has no real ambition of her own.
Excuse me. Is this the Seiko residence?
Who is this?
Are you Seiko? Or someone who'd know her? I'd like to return this. It seems to be your purse. It had your address in it, so that's why I'm here.
Thank you so much.
Mind if I say something?
Go ahead.
I wrote those letters.
Oh my god! It wasn't Mike-san after all. I don't know what to say. I thought they were by someone else. I don't even know your name.
Ned Flanagan.
Funny name. But what's in the name anyway?
Lady Beatrice, have you wept all this while?
Yes, and I will weep a while longer.
I will not desire that.
This guy knows what he's talking about. You have no reason. I do it freely.
Surely I do believe your fair cousin is wrong.
What's going on out there? Can't a man get any sleep around here? Oh, interesting.
Ah, how much might the man deserve of me that would write her?
Is there any way to show such friendship?
A very even way, but no such friend.
May a man do it?
It is a man's office, but not yours.
I love nothing in the world so well as you. Is that not strange?
As strange as the thing I know not. It were as possible for me to say I loved nothing so well as you. But believe me not, and yet I lie not. I confess nothing, nor deny nothing.
By my sword, thou lovest me.
Do not swear it and eat it.
I will swear by it that you love me. I've always come to say goodbye. I won't be around for very long, and I have to leave to San Jose.
You can't leave. Could you stay a while longer?
I don't care. I'll never leave you after tonight.
Yeah, they'd make a nice couple.
I still can't get it out of my head. Why is it that I feel happy inside? My face still frowns, but I feel bliss. No, Garrett's still the angel, no matter what. He'll return to the Garrett I used to know. Mike is likely to choose Seiko over me.